Good evening and welcome to Real
Love
Relevant
Talk Radio.
And good evening and welcome to Real Relevant Raw Radio Show with Michael Teague and Sadie Sharp.
How's everybody doing? Michael Teague here.
Happy Valentine's Day. Tonight's topic is love cursed by monogamy. Is love cursed by monogamy? Should we be monogamous? No church? More choices? Is monogamy causing broken relationships? What is your thoughts on that, Michael?
Well, you know, Sadie, it's interesting because this past Sunday I was listening to Street Soldiers on Hot 97, and you know how you know something, but then you hear something and you really know something. The fact is, for anybody who's listening, we want to welcome all listeners tonight, including our callers who will be calling in. The game has changed. Women have a different mindset. Men have a different mindset. Several of the callers were out of New York, and it's 20 women to every one man. And so one of the gentlemen who was a relationship coach raised the question, look, men have no rationale to be monogamous. So we have to understand that the game has changed. We have to understand that things are different. We have to understand that polyamory, you know, couples, the progressive love movement, it's an emerging kind of thing. And so we can't just look at monogamy as we once have. Sadie, what do you think?
I think monogamy depends on your goals. Not everyone has the same goals, so you have to think about what your end result is that you're trying to achieve. So basically, if the end result that you're trying to achieve is religious-based or, you know, then monogamy may be for you. But if your end result goal is actually living the quality of your life to whatever that may be, according to your perspective, then maybe monogamy is not for you. I think that's kind of based on the person, and again, what their goals are. What is it that they're trying to achieve?
You know, it's interesting. That Kanye West song is pretty, it's provocative. It's kind of in your face. I mean, in that song, which we're going to listen to the remix later on, he talks about the fact that love is cursed by monogamy. So, I mean, listen, and we want to talk about this. Is love, in fact, cursed by monogamy? So, I mean, I think what Kanye's suggesting is if we really want to have true love, then we've got to throw monogamy out the door, out the window. I don't know. I don't know if that's correct. And so tonight, what we want to do, we want to talk about that. So, Sadie, you're a relationship coach, seasoned expert. What would you do while we're waiting for our first caller to call in? Anyone who wants to call in, our call in number is 646-716-7031. That's 646-716-7031. Sadie, listen, you're counseling couple, dating in a long-term relationship, and one member of the couple goes to the other one night and says, you know what, I think I want to have an open relationship. I don't know if this commitment works for me. What would you say to them?
Well, I think they have their answer. They need to try having an open relationship, because if they're thinking that, that's telling them that something's missing. Now, love is not cursed by monogamy. I don't think you can say love is cursed by monogamy, because, again, that's to each its own. Some people may not be comfortable in an open relationship. It just will not work for them, just like there's some people who cannot be comfortable in a monogamous relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it's all about what is the goal that you're trying to achieve. And that depends on your direction. Everyone does not have the same direction. Everyone's not meant to be in a monogamous relationship.
You know, it's interesting. I'm thinking about this while I was driving home tonight, and I'm saying to myself, what I want to be in a situation where out of the blue, my significant other said to me, you know what, I don't know if I can handle monogamy. Now, that assumes that it was monogamous from the outset. So, you know, for me, and I say this a lot, Sadie, in our posts on Sadie Michael, I think there's some things that need to be worked out before a couple gets into a relationship. For example, are you ready for a monogamous relationship? Are you ready for commitment? Do you agree with that?
Yes, that's definitely something that needs to be discussed. I actually advise my clients to put together life plans with each other before entering into relationships. You can see how your charts match up. So basically that's something that, you know, needs to be discussed. How would you, I mean, the fact that the reality is one of the reasons that people are forced to face each other and stare at each other when they're getting married is because you need to realize that the person you're looking at is not the last person that you're going to be attracted to.
Now, say that again. Wait. Say that again now. And we have a Corbin on the line. But you got to finish that statement. You're saying the person that you look, say that again, the person that you're looking at is not the last person.
The person that you're looking at is not the last person you're ever going to look at the rest of your life and be attracted to. You're staring at them because it's almost like it's one of the other reasons it's the mirror, but the reason that we're pointing out right now is this is not going to be the last person that you're going to be attracted to. And capture their face or their visual in your head because they're going to change. You're going to change. The way they look to you right now today is going to change. And they're not going to be the last person that you're attracted to. So if people cannot accept that, they're really not ready for monogamy either. Enter into a relationship is taking the facts along with you.
Sadie, listen, you got to hold that thought because we got our call on the line. Let me just see if I can click him in. Hold on a second. We're going to pick this up after our call calls in. Let me just check this out here. Caller, you're on the air. Please tell us who you are, where you're calling from, and what's your comment tonight.
Oh, my name is Kyle. I'm from Brooklyn. I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm all right, brother. Listen, thanks for calling in. We appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. Yeah, I've been listening to what you guys have been saying, and I think it's a great open feedback, you know, especially hearing from what a woman's perspective and a man's perspective as far as monogamy and the stake in society today. I think it's great that you know, you guys can openly give your feedback as far as what you believe on the state of monogamy, and I completely agree. I think that monogamy is something that is expressed between two people, but it should be something that is discussed. Just because in marriage, people constantly change their feelings as far as, you know, what they're attracted to, because, you know, people's attraction changes constantly. Nobody had the same hairstyle that they had last year, you know, so people are constantly updating to what's happening in the current state and age. So it's good to be open and honest with what you're feeling as far as your attraction goes and, you know, in your current relationship.
Mm-hmm. So Kyle, let me ask you a question. Given the topic of the show, given the song "Little Church in the Wild" by Kanye West, Jay-Z, The Dream, and the remix with Rick Ross and others, is love cursed by monogamy?
I personally think so, because I think it puts too many boundaries on individuals to comply with the order of what was initially stated in love in general. Because people have this whole ideal as far as, oh, you should be monogamous and you should only be talking to me. You shouldn't be talking to anybody outside of our bond. And I just feel like that's just not true to what the nature of humankind is as far as attraction goes.
You know, it's interesting. I think in times past, monogamy has been the assumption. And now it's one of several different relationship arrangements. I say, did you want to jump in and respond to our caller?
Okay, yeah. When you say love is cursed by monogamy, I think we get a clear picture of what you're saying. But are you saying that no one should be monogamous, caller?
No, I just think that the line should be defined as far as, you know, and change constantly as far as what monogamy is and what these boundaries are, because boundaries is what holds us back in love. In order to fully express who you are, the boundaries have to be, I guess, nudged and open constantly and reflecting on what the current time is.
Interesting.
And that's what I feel like holds us back, is those boundaries that we put on love, that we put in the ideal of monogamy itself.
You know, it's interesting. Say, did you want to jump in and respond to that?
Yes, I basically want to say, are those boundaries necessarily monogamy, though? Do you think that all couples can handle open relationships?
No, not at all. I think the idea of what an open relationship is, a lot of people can't handle it just for a lot of different issues, from jealousy to putting claim on the person that they're in love with. So, but you know, as far as the idea of the openness in a relationship, like jumping around and things like that, a lot of people can't handle that. That's why they commit to each other. But at the same time, what'd you say?
No, I said I'm listening to you. I like what you're saying.
Yes. Well, at the same time, though, I think when you first jump into a relationship, everybody agrees and cohesively mends to the idea of what their boundaries are. But then a year from now, you may not feel the same way. You know, initially you may say, oh, I'm not going to talk to anybody of the opposite sex. But then you get in a job where you have to. So then those lines then are now compromised. You have to reflect on, well, am I compromising what my initial agreement is? You know, and then you may add on an additional pressure on just the idea of your relationship and make you start questioning your relationship. But I think if you initially leave the floor open to what the idea of monogamy is and just to discuss the openness in communication, then the idea of wanting to leave your relationship and express other people and interest other people may not even be in the picture now, because you're able to express these kinds of things openly in a loved conversation.
And you know, Claude, I think that's the key, because, you know, ideally, you know, and we all know that there's a difference between the ideal and the real. Ideally, this type of conversation should be engaged in at the outset of dating, before there's a commitment, or if it's a marital kind of thing, then it needs to happen before marriage, and that's the ideal. The real is that oftentimes we hide our true intentions in our relationships until we feel like we have the person, and then these kinds of things come up. So what that means, I think, is that any relationship is always in flux, and it is always hopefully evolving and not deteriorating. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that's the hope of it. But
exactly.
You know, just like you brought up, you know, people put up these images to sort of, you know, do it, go into courting phase, and then a lot of the times they can get carried away with this image and let that then be a defamed idea of what is actually their truth, and that's where the problem then lies.
I like that. Now we're going to go to a song, caller. I'm gonna put you on hold. So if you don't mind holding on, can you hang on for a couple of minutes?
Yeah, sure.
All right, Sadie, can you announce the song?
Okay, this is Kanye West. Is Love Cursed by Monogamy?
And you're listening to Real Relevant Raw Radio on Blog Talk Radio, broadcasting every Thursday night from 11 until 11:30 p.m. And we have the remix, No Church in the Wild.
Prime 112 behind the double doors. As I rewind the devil's flaws, pass cross the course, your life lost, patience, virtue, I heard that you're the boss.
Woo!
Your inform is correct, now give me enormous respect. Cornered the game, record label on his chain, right hand on the Bible, watch the flow catch flames. My jealous on the feet, now you riding with a lane, my jealous in the Jeep. All the little homies wanna eat, huh? But we never settle beef, so settle your debts before there's any regrets. Gino do the graffiti and Black Vandal with the tech. My girls say that I'm a mess. DJ Khaled say I'm the best. And my city do too. 20 in the trunk, that's how city boys move. 8.9 out of crib, got a view. Mandarin manicure, DEA in pursuit. Champagne in the Rolex Rosé. No church for a D-boy, let's pray.
Human beings in a mind. Like me in the game so foul, in a world full of sin, where the love flows thin and the pain runs deep, cause the blood in the streets, see the stains on the money, no love for the weak, where it rain never sunny, just mud on the beach, where the haters stick to you like mud on the cleats, Thanksgiving with them birds, just drugs for a feast, young and only 13, with a snub in his sleep, even though it's hard cold, he in love with the heat, see the high desire to the floods in his feet, from the bottom out Philly, I emerge from the east, peace. At the dealer talking Bugatti talk. You never heard it like Illuminati talk. Tell them haters that it's my mama's fault. Breaking bricks, you would think we talking karate talk. Junk with old money. Never trust a trucker that's telling me hold something. Never trust a
trucker that's telling me hold something.
The weatherman ain't never tell me about the cold
summer.
Tears dripped on my dad's casket. Turn me into a basket. Glock 40 on me is plastic. Get the reaching, I'm squeezing on him and clapping. And I ain't talking about assemblies. I'm talking headshots when you won't remember me. I asked God, please remove my enemies. I was surprised when I lost that was friends of me.
Living in a mine, what's a mine to a king? What's a king to a god? What's a god to a non-believer who don't believe in anything? Will we make it out alive? All right, all right. Don't judge me, why?
You are listening to Real Relevant and Raw Radio on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your co-host, Michael Teague, and we have...
Sadie Sharp,
the relationship guru. And I'm going to bring Kyle back on the line. Kyle, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, and now listen, I'm going to try to bring in another caller. Just give me a second. And we have, do we have our caller, Markle and Johnson? Are you on the line, brother?
What's going on, Mr. Michael and Sadie? How y'all doing tonight?
Hey.
Good.
We're doing all right. We're doing all right. Markle, say hello to Kyle.
Kyle, what's going on? What's the good word over there?
It's going good in Brooklyn, man. Where are you at?
I'm in Minnesota. It's cold as hell off this piece.
Hey, you know, listen, let me tell you a little bit about Markle and Johnson. He hosts a show called Real Talk, also on Blog Talk Radio. He also is an internet marketer, very provocative. If you follow his posts on Facebook, he keeps the pot stirring. So, Mark, and listen, the topic tonight is love cursed by monogamy, and we received the inspiration for the topic by Kanye West's song, No Church in the Wild, the remix of which we just heard. So let's get right to the question. Mark, in your opinion, in your mind, is it your belief that love is cursed by monogamy?
Honestly, I totally get the question. I don't think that love is confused because of monogamy. I think monogamy is confused because of the human species in the way that we are as natural human beings, especially
okay.
Men themselves. Does that make sense?
It makes a lot of sense. All right, so elaborate on that a little bit, and then I want to jump in with an insight that I have, and we can keep this conversation going. And Kyle, listen, you know, once Markin is done, if you want to jump in, feel free. So Markin, you know, let's take that a step further. What do you mean by that? The human species.
As a human species, first of all, the human species, even though we're more intellectual as animals, at our root, we do things at an animal instinctual level, right?
Mm-hmm.
Animal instinctual level is about reproduction. Reproduction is about your sex drive. Sex drive has nothing to do with monogamy. Sex drive has to do with the fact is when you get to Earth, you want to have sex, you're going to have sex. As human beings, which sadly to say, actually as Americans, we've instilled the whole art of monogamy. Most people have never done the whole, like, you have to stay with one person and be with that one person. Most people, you know, the more money you had, the more wives you could have. As long as you could afford them, you could continue to do it. This whole monogamy thing has become, I'm sorry, somebody want to say something?
No, I said exactly. I'm listening to you.
This whole monogamy thing has become the art of the woman not wanting to feel insignificant and wanting to feel as if she's worth more than just a piece of, you know, like, oh, I'm just some woman that you're going to throw some dick in, I'm going to have kids, and you're going to get rid of me. So now you have the woman that's like, no, I want the man that's going to stay dedicated to me and be about me. When, in fact, even when men would roam around and do what they did, they still respected the main woman that they married because, oh, you hate to use it, but there's the bottom bitch and there's the top bitch. Now, I hate to use that terminology, but you know what I mean. There's a
okay,
girl that holds it down
to
you.
Bachman, let me just jump in.
Go ahead.
Definitely want to make sure that our language, you know, we keep it a little clean. Let's keep it honest. Let's keep it clean. All right, my
okay.
brother?
Okay, I apologize for that.
No, it's all right. It's all right. It's the first show. It's okay. Keep it on.
You had the top woman and you had the bottom woman.
All right.
And the top woman held you down. She knew no matter what, she would always eat. So they didn't really worry about that. But it became that they no longer wanted to be that way. They needed to be the main one and the only one. So now all of a sudden the whole thing with monogamy was, I want to find a man that's just going to be dedicated to me and me only. Well, I mean, culturally, if you go back to most African Americans, we're not used to that. That's not what we know. That's not what we identify with. Most of us, if we trace ourselves back to Africa, which a lot of us, some of us can't, but some of us can, we come from tribes where every man, rich or not rich, king or non-king, as long as he could afford multiple wives, he could continue to do what he did. So the whole monogamy and love thing, I don't buy, because you're always attracted to different people. You can always love a woman and then be attracted to another woman. And wanting to have sex with the other woman doesn't mean you don't care about the one woman. It's just that you're physically attracted to the other one. The sex doesn't mean I don't want to be with her.
Now, Mark, let me just pause you 1 second. We have about 8.5 minutes left. Kyle, do you want to jump in?
Oh, no, I was just listening to everything that he was saying.
All right, Sadie, you want to jump in and respond?
Yeah, I just want to say that I completely agree with what Mark was saying about our history, especially when you think about a person's makeup or who they are today is 53% genetic. Who you are was predetermined, 53% of who you are was predetermined by your genetics. So, yes, but I still say love is not cursed by monogamy, because to say something is cursed is to say it doesn't work. Monogamous relationships work for people who want them. Monogamous relationships do not work for people who do not want them. So, therefore, it's not cursed. It depends on the individual.
Okay. Now, Sadie, I got to ask you this question, because I like what you just said. Why is it that women who want monogamous relationships always seek out the men that make it obvious that they don't have any interest in a monogamous relationship?
Well, there was a study done with prairie vows and birds as well, and what they found is that when women want to mate or procreate, they have a tendency to want the man or male bird or prairie vow that the other women want. So regardless of what it is, and I think we had this conversation not too long ago, Michael, you said where a lot of times women make up their mind within the first 30 seconds as to whether or not they want to deal with a guy. Well, that's the biggest mistake a woman can make when she's thinking about procreating with him. Women have a tendency to base how they feel about a man as opposed to what kind of provider he can be or if he's what he's looking for and what she needs. Women have a tendency not to set goals and then say, does this man measure up to my goals? Like I just said a little while ago, monogamy is the result of your perspective and what your goals are. If you're not the type of person who's looking for a monogamous relationship, being in a relationship with a person who wants monogamy will not work for you. So it's the same thing with women. If they would base things less on how they feel as opposed to what it is they're looking for and what it measures up with their goals, they may make better decisions in choosing spouses, boyfriends, et cetera. Where men are more logical in those decisions, and it's less with how they feel, but more as to what you show them. Men allow you to put yourself in a category. Women place you where they want you.
Wow. I just learned something on that one.
Yeah, and it's interesting, Sadie, because I've actually talked to women, because I like to test my impressions, if you will, my theories. And I've talked to women who say, look, within the first 10 to 15 seconds, they have put a man in a position. You know, he can get some, or he's in the friend zone, or maybe this guy's the one, or whatever. I mean, it's just like women have this high-speed microprocessor that all of a sudden goes in overdrive when they meet a man. And, you know, it's funny because when we were talking about this, you opened my eyes because you said, Mike, yeah, that may be the case, but that's the worst type of decision-making there is.
Not to interrupt either one of you, I agree with it because I find myself telling women all the time, even when they're engaging me, stop categorizing me and trying to figure me out and analyze what type of person I am. let me be who I am and take time to get to know me and see if it fits. And most, and certainly I agree, most women won't take the time to see if it fits. They already throw you into a cabinet, and now you got to figure a way to get out of that cabinet.
Mm. Well, listen. Go ahead.
And that's why women often end up with men who are not looking for relationships, where your question originated, Michael, because they're not paying attention to what he's doing, what he's saying, or how he's behaving. They're paying attention to what they want.
Mm. So getting back to our question, we have about 4 minutes left, and Tate, and I would like to, gentlemen, if you could hold down the line, we're going to kind of end up with some tips for those who are thinking through this whole notion of monogamy. So really, I think what we're saying is love is not cursed by monogamy, that love is either helped or hurt by those who are honest about whether or not they want to be monogamous. Can we agree to that?
Definitely.
Right. I agree with that, but I think the sense where Kanye was coming from is that because of so many other entities, people are forced to think that they have to be a monogamous relationship, and that's where the curse comes in.
Exactly.
It's almost like if you don't agree to be monogamous, then something's wrong with you, and it's a curse. The monogamy term itself is the curse, not the relationship. Monogamy and its whole entity in itself is a curse because it's forced down people's throats.
Wow, say that again.
Did you want to say something, Kyle?
No, I completely agree with that. Especially in the era now, as was mentioned before with the African tribes, before in Africa people would constantly, you know, talk to other women and to get a sense of who they are to then marry them and have numerous wives. That was the whole idea of polygamy. And monogamy is more for like the poorer people who couldn't afford to have numerous wives and numerous offsprings from those wives. So they would just stick with the one woman to give their child a better chances of life in terms of survival.
Exactly. So let me lay out very briefly and say, if you want to lay out some tips from your expertise, you can do that too. Five things really fast. One, in terms of this whole monogamy, it's an option now. It's not a given, it's not an assumption. Number one, understand the nature of the game. It's a different world. Number two, I think you've got to engage in a value clarification. You know, what is it, and say you said this, what is it that you want? Do you want monogamy? Do you want an open relationship? Do you want polygamy? Three, be clear with the other person about what you want, ideally at the outset of meeting that person and dating that person. Number four, be honest with yourself and then be honest with the other person. And number five, for those who want to be monogamous, the key word is the C word. Say, did you want to end up with anything? We got about a minute and a half left.
I would just like to say this. One thing that Markson pointed out earlier is that he tries to explain to women all the time that for a man to step out on her sexually does not mean he doesn't love her. I would like to second that. I think that more women need to understand and take their emotions out of things and look at it for what look at it logically. Everything a man does, entertainment is always physical, period, from drinking to pool to flag football. Secondly, I also like to just comment on that I don't believe that monogamy is a woman's thing because it's a man's fault.
Okay. Sadie, say that again?
Monogamy is not necessarily something we can point at women because this is a man's world.
So, there you have it. Is love cursed by monogamy? We have the inaugural show, the initial show, Real Relevant Raw on Blog Talk Radio. I want to thank our callers, Kyle and Marklin. As always, it's a pleasure. Thank you. We're grateful for this partnership, and we want to invite everyone to tune in every Thursday night from 11 until 11:30 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. You're listening to Real, Relevant, and Raw, where we talk about the things that other people don't want to talk about, and always keeping it real, relevant, and raw. Everyone, see you next week. Caller, thank you for calling in. Everybody, have a good night.
Night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.